Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
One kid who needs no New Year's resolutions on the environment is 14-year-old Alex Lynn. When he was 11, he came across a newspaper article about the massive piles of e-waste. That's waste from electronics and computers that's generated around the world. When the electronic devices we use every day get taken apart or dumped, toxic substances like lead leach into the environment. Alex decided to attack e-waste, starting at home. He founded WIN, Westerly Innovations Network, named after his town of Westerly, Rhode Island. And this year, he received the prestigious Brower Youth Award for Young Environmental Leaders. Alex Lynn, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks a lot.
So one day you're reading the newspaper, you see this article about e-waste, and you decide to do something about it. What was it that grabbed you? What made you decide to make this your mission?
I think what helped me choose to do this was that it's such a little-known problem, really. When we started our project in our town, like, when we found out how many people knew about it, it was less than 15%. It was like 12% or so of residents knew even what e-waste was. So, I mean, just the fact that it's so little known and that by raising awareness, we could just do so much to help it, that kind of grabbed our attention when we started the project.
So how many computers are you guys recycling?
Recycling-wise, we're not really sure about the amount. We just kind of hear back from CRT Recycling because they weigh the trucks and they let us know how much we've been recycling every month or so, because whenever the container fills up, the people at the transfer station, they call them and they'll send down a truck to bring it to the facility in Massachusetts.
So it's, what, 5,000 pounds a month, something like that?
Something like that. I mean, it's varied between month and month. I mean, some months it's like 2,500, some months it's a lot more. It all depends.
And now you're working internationally. You've taken the whole thing that you started in Westerly, Rhode Island, and you've taken it to people around the world. How's that working?
Yeah, it's working really well right now. Right now, one of our contacts and friends in Cameroon, Rosemary, and she's been helping us establish WIN teams in Africa, and so far she's been looking around in Kenya, Tanzania, Cameroon. Right now we have two definite set up WIN teams in Kenya and Cameroon, and the rest are on the way. And she's also helped us a lot by looking for schools that need computers, so that computers in the U.S. in use by companies in large numbers can be reused and sent to people across the world who really need these computers to help better their lives. And we have a Mexican WIN team who's raising awareness. And right now, I think Rosemary's been talking with a team in the UK about starting a group there. And we're just kind of dealing with it as it comes, because it's been coming pretty fast for the past couple months. But we're going to have to do the work, and we're ready to do it, I guess.
Hey, Alex, can you tell me a story of where you know one of your computers helped change somebody's life?
Yeah, I definitely have a pretty good one that we did. After the tsunami in 2004, there was a lot of shortages of computers, learning equipment, schools, teachers. We actually had a local pediatrician from our area. She went to Malaysia and Sri Lanka, I think, at the time, to help out. And she met an English teacher there. And he contacted us saying there was a need for computers over there, and we ended up sending 5 computers and a laptop. And it was really cool because he sent us some pictures after of the children singing to like Barney software and other educational stuff that we put on there. And afterwards they named the school the WIN's Children Learning Center after our team, and that was just like really cool that we could have such an impact on the other side of the world.
Hey, by the way, how do you find the time to do all this work on top of what, homework, sports, piano, and well, let's face it, being a kid?
Yeah, I don't know, it kind of just depends. Like, it's more of, I remember one of my friends that I met at Brower in Boston, Carlos, he said it's more of a lifestyle, and I can totally agree with him that environmental justice, community work is like a lifestyle. You kind of incorporate time to do it into every day, and if not every day, definitely on a regular basis. Because, I mean, sure, there are times where I'm going to have projects, reports, tests the next day, or even sports games and stuff that I need to get with. But usually I'll be able to find time during the week to do the work.
Alex Lin's organization is called WIN, Westerly Innovations Network. Alex received the prestigious Brower Youth Award for Young Environmental Leaders. Congratulations, Alex, and thank you so much for taking this time.
Thanks a lot, Steve.